Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Netflix is not Orange is the New Black or any sort of comedy special or Stranger Things. It's The Office. The Office gets more streams than anything else on Netflix.
I believe it. 100%.
And right now, Netflix has more subscribers than any cable company. So more people have Netflix than DirecTV. More people have Netflix than Comcast. And the most thing watched on Netflix is The Office. And so what did NBC do? They recognize, hold up, why don't we have a stream? If they get a bazillion streams off of just The Office, we the ones that own that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's take that. And they're going to, I think, at the end of 2020. And now Friends is being taken off as well. And what the projections are is that one media monster after another is going to start launching their own streaming services. And Netflix, for the first time, will have real competition. And also Netflix is going to start losing. Like, Disney is going to do their own thing.
They're pulling all their stuff off Netflix.
Right. And all of the top three movies in terms of grossing box office, each of the past, I think, 3 years are all under the Disney umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Marvel, Star Wars.
Right.
Yep.
So they're going to launch their own thing, and they're going to put all their stuff on their thing.
Yep.
And so Netflix
is
And so Netflix is not going to have all of this content that it's had. And they're projecting that the stock price might get cut in half.
Plus, they raised their prices this year. Netflix did.
Right. Now, what they're doing is investing in, they're trying to now create even more original content. And they've hit on that, you know, one thing after another after another. But they invested $12 billion in original content last year. They're projected to invest $15 billion this year. But in this article I was reading, Netflix trying to compete with Warner Brothers and these other massive media companies, like, they're in a little over their head. They don't have that kind of capital.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are an incredibly successful story. But when you're trying to bang heads with Disney, like, Disney just has way more resources than you have. And Netflix has been borrowing money at a rate at which it didn't used to borrow money to try to create original content to keep their subscribers. The good news is that it's much easier to keep subscribers than it is to get subscribers because people just don't cancel stuff for whatever reason. But Netflix's world is changing, and if you are somebody who spends a lot of time with Netflix, your world by extension is changing, because if you want to watch Friends going forward or Disney stuff going forward or The Office going forward, you're not going to just be able to go to Netflix anymore. You're going to have to go subscribe to these other things because they're competing for the same dollars.
Story number four.
Body was found in a shallow grave in a backyard in South Haven earlier today. What in the world?
What's going on in South Haven?
Okay, so I saw people, like local news reporters, tweeting about this earlier today. So, and I, like I said earlier in the show, I saw the pictures of the house, and I was like, those houses look exactly like the type of houses that are right over there behind, you know, the DeSoto Center. And sure enough, when we finally got the address, it was like, right there. When I was right out of college, I like roomed with a guy in one of those houses. It was his house. I lived there. I just had a room there. But like, I lived like a street over from this place. It never occurred to me that they were burying bodies in the backyard. So apparently police got a tip yesterday that a body of a missing Arkansas man might be buried in that backyard. And so police go over there and start digging in the backyard, and they found the body this afternoon. It was removed around 1:30 in the afternoon. They arrested a man, charged him with credit card fraud, but the implication seems to be that might just be the thing they have to get to hold him on now, but like, the big stuff's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But the suggestion, the way the story is being reported, the details are very vague at this point, but best I can tell, piecing it together, this Arkansas man was living with some people in this home, and then he went missing. And then what we found out now is they buried him in the backyard, which seems crazy. Wouldn't you do something other with the body other than, like, put it 5 feet out your back door?
Yeah, I mean, people knew he was there, yeah.
Listen, I ain't never killed anybody, And I ain't never buried a body. So maybe I'm not an expert on this. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to think if I did kill somebody and had to bury the body, I wouldn't just be like, well, let's just take it right out there in the backyard.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. You got to be like, he moved out.
Yeah, I'd be like, he moved out. We never seen him anymore. Yeah. I just wouldn't keep the body in the backyard,
no,
I don't think.
No, no, no.
I think I'd want the body. I think, and again, I'm guessing here. I've never been in this situation. But I think I'd be like, let's maybe get the body out of here. And that way, if they ever find the body, it won't be so obvious that we did this. Because if they find the body in our backyard, it's going to look like we probably buried the body in our backyard. So I don't think these people, whoever did this, I don't think they thought it through so well. But either way, good work by the South Haven Police Department. Found a body in a backyard. You don't do that every day. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires Eagerville and AutoPay, and 7/15/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like 2 extra fuel points on produce, meat, and seafood, plus deli, bakery, and floral, too. Just get your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Then get ready for summer and earn 2 extra fuel points. Restrictions apply at Kroger.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like 2 extra fuel points on produce, meat, and seafood, plus deli, bakery, and floral, too. Just get your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Then get ready for summer and earn 2 extra fuel points. Restrictions apply at Kroger.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
By the way, Gary Parish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm joined now by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins, live from Michigan. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
All right, so I got a question for you.
Yep.
Last week, we were able to bring some clarity to my don't bring dogs to other people's houses situation, and I felt really good about the way that conversation went.
Did you get any positive feedback on that? Did the people have people come around?
Oh yeah, it was like the poll was 94%. You should never.
No, I know the people, but are the people who bring the dogs to your house. Have the people who previously were making you feel like you were crazy, have they changed their mind on this? Have they, now that they see the results of the poll, where 94% do not bring your dogs to someone's house uninvited? Have you were able to take the poll back to them and say, see, you people, you're morons.
Well, if you know me at all, that is exactly what I did. And
how'd that go?
Kelly has reached the point where she will say, listen, I agree with you, which is a big step for her. because she doesn't like to acknowledge that ever. But I'm like, if you agree with me, why didn't you agree with me on the back then? Like, and so we still haven't quite figured that out.
It's easier to agree and just ignore it. Like, say, oh, yeah, fine, I agree with you. And then the dogs show up again. Right.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. But have I gotten an apology text from any of the dog owners? If that, is that your question? No. The answer is no. I still think.
What's the next philosophical question that lies before us?
Okay. So here's a new one. I think fundamentally you should try to be as honest with your children as you can be. I think that's just a pretty decent rule, certainly better than the alternative. But I also think that there is a time to not be honest. And one of those times is something that we encounter today. Now, typically when you're getting ready to leave the house with the kids, they are always going to ask, where are we going? And you can say, we're going to school, or we're going to the park, or we got to go to the grocery store, or we got to go see your grandmother, or any number of things. And I think, by and large, you should be honest with them when they ask those questions. We have to go run some errands, or you have to go to your grandmother's because I have to go to this place. But one of the instances where you should not be honest with your young children, say a five-year-old, is when the place you're going is a doctor's office so that he can get a shot that is required before he enrolls in kindergarten. You should.
Is that true? Because he's going to find out sooner or later. Like
He's going to find out sooner or later, like right before they put the needle in his arm.
But, well, no, I mean, as soon as they pull into doesn't he know what? When is he going to find out?
I don't know.
Can't you say we're going to the doctors?
What I found with a five-year-old is you put an iPad in their hands in the back seat, they really don't know where they're going. They don't care. they won't look. It ain't like they're going to look up and just notice it.
What did you say? We're going to see Santa Claus or something? Like, what in the world did you say?
I didn't say anything because I don't think you should tell a five-year-old he's about to get dressed and get in a car and drive to a place to get a shot. But Kelly told him exactly that, at which point he is screaming. Like, I hear him down. I'm upstairs. I hear him downstairs going bananas. And I walk downstairs. I'm like, yo, what is happening down here? And he's hiding under his cover, screaming and crying. All right? And I'm like, what is going on? And I don't want to get a shot. And I said, Kelly, did you tell him he's going to get a shot? She said, yes. And I said, wouldn't it have been so much smarter to tell him anything other than that, even if it's not the truth? And, yes, eventually we're going to get to a moment where he's in a doctor's office and somebody's going to have a needle and they're going to say, okay, now this isn't going to hurt, but it will sting for a minute. And then he's going to flip out. But that is a three-minute flip out. By telling them before you even leave the house, you have created a two-hour flip out. You can't get him dressed. You can't get him in the car. You can't get him to calm down when he's in the car. You can't get him to act right in the lobby of the doctor's office. You can't get him to act right when he walks into the back room. He's flipping out the whole, like, why? If you can make it a three-minute flip out as opposed to a two-hour flip out, don't you have to just be, at the very least, misleading with your children?
Can't you say, this is one, I think I'm going to split the middle down, but this is not going to be helpful. I'm not going to have you go back in complete triumph on this one. Couldn't you just say, oh, we're going to the doctor's?
Yeah,
and not mention the shot.
Yes.
I wouldn't mention the shot.
Okay.
You're being honest. You're being transparent. You're, in fact, saying where you're going. I mean, if you want to just not answer the question, say shut up and play with your phone, that's fine, too. But I wouldn't say we're going to the grocery.
No,
then all of a sudden you go to the doctor's. Like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. I have a story to tell about lying to your kids about illness in a moment. But I think the answer is you be vague and you let the doctor present the news that there's going to be a shot, okay? And you were exactly right. Until the needle is about to go in his arm,
he doesn't even
know about it. Right. And then bango, it's over.
And then it's over. Then he's going to flip out for 2 minutes, bango, it's over.
I would not have said shot.
Right. I'm with you. I don't think you have to lie, but you can say, where are we going? Well, we're going a lot of different places. We're going to go eat, and we're going to go.
What if you said doctor? If you had said doctor, would he have said follow-up?
Yes.
Do I need to get a shot?
Yes, he would say why. Why are we going to the doctor? And you say, we're just going for
a... Well, what do you say? Your checkup.
Yeah, we're going for a checkup.
Because you have to go before you go back to school.
And then he says,
it's all true. Like, far, you've been completely honest.
And
well,
then,
you got to go before you go to school.
And then he might say, am I going to have to get a shot? At which point, I do think now you got to lie. I think now
could you go, I don't know?
No, I don't know is not good enough because I don't know leads to I go want to get a shot.
Right. Yeah. Does he know enough? Does he associate the doctor? Clearly he doesn't know. But yeah. Does he associate the doctors with shots enough that he would have asked
I think it's possible, if not probable, he would have asked, will I get a shot? And at that point, I think you say, I don't think so. We're just going for a checkup.
I don't think so. I think you could possibly go. And let's be honest. When is it okay to lie to your kids?
I think we do.
It's funny. We say you shouldn't lie to your children, right? We clearly just flat out lie to them. Excuse me. Everyone with small children, turn this off. Okay? Turn off your radio right now. We flat out lie to them about Santa Claus.
All day.
Right? All day long. Like we say, you can't lie to your children. We flat out lie to them about Santa Claus. I know I've lied to my kids about the blindness and masturbation thing, you know.
Hold on. You told your kids
no,
they'd go blind?
I'm joking. I'm joking. Just because my parents lied to me about that doesn't mean, I'm joking there too. That didn't happen. But, like, there are things that we lie to our kids about all the time.
Right.
Like, all the time. This idea that you don't lie to your kids is poppycock. People lie to the kids all the time. So, I think the best is to be vague.
You be vague.
But you don't say. I do think Kelly made his mistake. I mean, I hate to always be criticizing Kelly. Well, Bring in Mina, tag team, bring in Jeff. I think, mostly likes me. Not everything I've done in my whole life. She probably disapproves of something, but she basically likes me, and so all of a sudden Jeff's criticizing me on the radio again.
Hey, I got to know. Hey, when there's a Kelly Paris show, we can talk about what she wants to talk about. But until then, I will only present situations where I know I'm on the right side of them.
Yeah, I think you're on the right. You shouldn't say shot. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you have to be vague up until the point where he specifically asks, am I going to have to get a shot? And then at that point, you do lie, and it's okay to lie. You say, I don't think so. If you say, I don't know, that ain't good enough. You have to say, I don't think so. It's just a checkup, and just relax.
I don't think so. Okay, yeah. Now, here's the truth.
Okay.
I've never actually said this before. I've told people before, I've said before that I had leukemia, right? You know that I had leukemia when I was a kid.
Right.
And what I never tell people, because they're appalled, my parents didn't tell me I had leukemia.
What?
My parents told me I had mononucleosis. Honest, swear to God, for years I didn't know I had leukemia. I just knew that I had the biggest, longest case of mononucleosis than anyone had ever had in the history of the world.
I actually don't think that's the worst thing in the world for a parent to do.
Oh, everyone will tell you it's the worst thing in the world now. And I think my parents, in retrospect, know that's not what you do. A, it's bad. First of all, I'm a total hypochondriac who doesn't believe doctors now. It came to roost in my 20s when I flipped out, right? So, because why would I believe anything, right? I had cancer when I didn't even know it. But then secondly, if I had died, which I was supposed to. At the time, everybody who had leukemia, my age, whatever, in the 60s, you got leukemia, you died. They say it's just bad for the whole family. Like, I was supposed to have died, and my siblings, you're supposed to be honest and open, and otherwise they, why did Jeff die? Like, he just had mononucleosis. But literally, I have a journal where I talk about going to the doctor, and it says, because in third grade, I'm still getting, bone marrows and whatever and stuff, and it says in third grade, I'm writing, people said, you must have known. I didn't know. But everyone said, oh, of course you knew. I didn't know. They said, I'm writing in my journal, in third grade I had mononucleosis. This is for a English class later on. I said, yeah, I had to go to the doctor today because in third grade I had mononucleosis. And but mom's theory was she wanted to protect me. Right? She didn't want me to know that I was supposed to die and then I had cancer. And she's a doctor. And so she would be in every appointment with me when I was getting every shot because I thought it was because she loved me, which she did. But the truth matters, the other reason she was in there, I always wondered, I had lots of doctors who would stop in. All these medical students would stop in and watch me and stuff. And she was there to make sure no one spilled the beans that I had leukemia. And then gradually they told me. And I sort of whatever, and then I knew. But by that time, I was already in remission and whatever. They didn't have to tell me you're probably going to die. I understand where mom was coming from. I think everyone would tell you. In fact, I know the guy, one of the guys who did a TEDx talk, is sort of in charge of grief and whatever program at St. Jude, and he was flat out appalled. Like, I talked to him about it. He's like, holy smokes, they have a whole system of dealing with it now, and kids are supposed to know what's going on with them. And that doesn't mean that your kid was supposed to know he was going to get a shot, but trust me, you're supposed to tell your kid if you have cancer. Like, I don't resent my parents at all. I understand where they were coming from.
Right.
But I do understand that was not what anyone would say is the right decision.
Right. I'll concede the point. Like, that you should not lie to your kids when they're facing such, serious things. But I can completely understand why, especially in that time, I can completely understand why parents would do that. Because I think
you got a little third grader there, and you say, okay, so what's happened is you've got a terminal illness, and 98% of the people who have this die.
Yeah, really? That's the alternative to lying is telling a 9-year-old that. Who wants to tell a 9-year-old that?
But you don't have to tell them that. You could just say you have leukemia, you have cancer, you're going to get this, and your doctors are doing their best they can, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like I will say, from your childhood, your stories about you guys just having a swim class, all going naked in school, like that does not make any sense to me. Your parents choosing not to tell you that you've been diagnosed with something that's probably going to kill you.
It was my mom. It was my mom choosing because she chose everything in our family, right. And my dad went along. And yeah, that's what happened.
That makes sense to me. I can acknowledge. I'll concede the point. It's wrong, but it makes total sense to me. Like
all my kids, all my siblings went to camp in the summer, and I never did. And I wondered, like, why didn't I go to camp in the summer? I never went to this camp in the summer. Well, that's why, I look back and I see that my childhood was different than their childhood, and that's why. And yes, everyone tell you it's crazy.
Yeah, I get why people would think it's crazy, but I think it's also understandable, particularly in that time. Okay. Like, I don't know that I would want my 9-year-old to know. If there was a way to avoid it, I don't know that I would want my very young child to know that he's been diagnosed with something that is likely going to kill him. Like, the world's changed so much now. Like, when you get that diagnosis, it's still life-altering and possibly, like, tragic.
Well, but there are different types. For ALL, you would not. It is no longer life-ending. But there are certainly, or no longer probably life-ending.
Right.
But there are lots of diagnoses you could get at St. Jude, which would have the same percentages that I had back then.
Right.
And they would tell you the way that it was handled was not the right way to handle it.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't. Like, I sort of, because it worked out the way it did, I'm sort of happy that I didn't know, right? I sort of like, oh, good, I didn't have to go through that. Like, by the time I knew, they were able to tell me, you're looking pretty good. So I'm sort of happy about that. But that's partly because of the way, I don't know, like, who knows? Anyway, get back to what are you supposed to tell your kids? And the world has changed in terms of what you're supposed to tell your kids.
Well, people do this to themselves on a different level now. In other words, like, I've had conversations with folks who, like, don't want to go to the doctor when they get a certain age because they'd rather not know. They don't want to.
Lots of people do that. Avoid the doctor because they don't know. I've done that myself.
Yeah, what is worse? And like, these are rhetorical questions. The smart thing and the right thing to do is always know what is going on with your body, so that there is something wrong, you can treat it as well as you can possibly treat it. But I know people who'd be like, dude, I would rather have this terminal thing and not know than know I have it and think about it every day. I just would rather just be oblivious to it, and if it ends up, then that's the end.
Of course, the truth is that there's, by knowing, you might be able to do something about it. So it's an insane view. I guess it's true if you knew that it was – if you knew in advance that what you had was terminal, better, I guess, just not to know. But it only maybe became terminal because you were trying to avoid the fact that you didn't want to know.
How about this? And I only bring this up because Allie LaForce has talked about it publicly. But she's married to Joe Smith, who's a pitcher in the Astros organization. He's been a major league reliever for a long time. His mother, and you guys could probably just Google Allie and Joe and find the details, but his mother has been diagnosed with a debilitating disease, the name of which escapes me at this moment, but it is also hereditary, and there is no cure. And I don't know if it's like 50-50 or 60-40, but there's right. like a very not insignificant percentage chance that Joe will also deal with this as he gets older. And it will wreck his life in all of the ways that you think you're supposed to spend your 40s and your 50s and 60s. He will not be able to. And he could, with a simple test, find out if this is his future. And he, to date, they have decided together, we don't want to know.
Well, that's slightly different. If, and I can understand that, but if the answer, if by knowing you could take a pill and make it get better,
right.
that would be an insane decision.
Yeah, this is one
if
where there's nothing to do.
To be done, right. then you might as well, like right now, if you knew the day on which you were going to die, right? Like right. you could check in with a database, whatever. There turns out there's one. Google, now the latest thing, Facebook, has a check in with what day you die database. Would you check? Like, that's different than if by checking and clicking a button you could move it 10 years, well, then you do that, right? Then you'd be insane not to know. But I presume in his case, there's nothing to be done anyway. But that's not true of most people who are avoiding going to the doctor. Most people are avoiding going to the doctor. In most situations, there's something that could be done. So you're stupid to do that, which doesn't mean that people – I don't understand why they don't.
And yeah, so this is different because, like, even if he were to find out tomorrow – yes, this disease is going to get you too. There's nothing he can do about it tomorrow.
Right.
And so that's a hell of a thing to have hanging over your head, isn't it?
That is a hell of a thing to have hanging over your head. Yes. Yeah, well, and here's the truth. What happens if he doesn't have the marker? He's going to now go through 40 years of wondering when this sucker's going to start
well,
to hit that he would have had to go through.
Yeah, well, that's the other side of, like, actually finding out is that you might find out you don't, and then you can never think about it again.
Yeah, then you're done. Then you could just be happy.
Whereas
instead,
right now,
it's hanging over your head.
Right now, I would imagine you think about it every day. I actually think.
I think I'd have it done because there's a 50% chance I wouldn't know. And because if I don't have it done, it's going to be hanging over my head, right? And if I do have it done and I'm test positive, it's going to be hanging over my head either way. The only way it's not going to be hanging over my head is if I have it done and I test negative. Right. So therefore, I'll have it done.
Like, you know, on a much lower insignificant level, there was I've told this story before. A few years ago, I had to get an MRI. A brain scan because there was, they thought there was a chance, small chance, but there was a chance I could have a brain tumor. And obviously you hear that and you just get, you know, your whole life flashes before your eyes. And you like, I got young children and oh my God. And, you know, I remember getting the brain scan and then wanting, and my doctor was great, like he got the results back to me as quickly as possible because I made it clear to him either with words or with my actions. I don't want to think about it. I don't like thinking about this. You know, I if it is what it is, I want to know and just, and now we start dealing with that. But the not knowing will drive me crazy. When Aiden was very young, there was a chance that he also had a brain tumor. And I just remember the hospital telling us, oh, yeah, we'll set up the MRI for sometime next week. And I'm like, no. Now, I don't want to think about whether I don't want to think my son might have brain cancer.
But the
for
truth
next
is,
week.
Most people don't have the chance to just go ahead and get it tomorrow.
I know
that is true. Like that's true. It's the great Tom Petty said, "Waiting is the hardest part, Gary." I can quote Tom Petty to pretty much anything.
Did
he say it was a Tom Petty? That I hope was Tom Petty. Was it Tom Petty?
Yeah, it was Tom Petty. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it was
Woo.
Tom Petty.
Yep.
Yeah, like I didn't want to think. So I like I started calling in every favor I knew. You know, like hey, can you get my child in an MRI machine tomorrow morning because I don't want to spend the next week thinking about is this if it is let's deal with it and I can wrap my head around that. If it's not, woo, thank God. But not knowing for a week seemed like torture to me. And so if I do I feel a little inappropriate talking about it, but I do feel like if I were in a similar situation, I would want to know, if only because not knowing would force me to think about it every day. And the way my mind works, I would think about the worst every day.
Nonstop, exactly. Me too. Anyway, so the bottom line, to bring it rapid, Kelly's wrong again.
Yes, that's it. That's really all I needed you for, so
right.
that I can drive home tonight. And while we're watching,
tell her I reported. Yeah. Weighed in again, and she's going to begin to suspect that you're making this stuff up. But let's play the podcast.
I'll say. Kelly, you remember earlier today we were discussing exactly how to handle Oliver's shot situation. Well, you know, I brought it up with Jeff, and you know, he's an Ivy League grad, smart guy, and he seemed to think that Should have just.
Right, you're wrong.
Should have just done it my way. Should have just done it my way.
So did he ever calm down? Did he calm down?
Oh, God. I talked to him, 2 minutes after the shot. He was eating pizza. He's fine. The shot.
No, but on the way there, like from there until the. Did he calm down before the shot at all?
My understanding is that he did not. He might have gotten distracted. It took three.
Now, on the other hand, she had to reap what she sowed, right? I mean, she was the one taking him to the doctor, not you.
Right.
She had to put up with the screaming and whatever else. You just had to hear.
I was just watching Andy Murray, Serena Williams doubles at Wimbledon. You know, I had to prepare for a radio show.
That racket that's keeping me from watching Andy Murray and Serena Williams?
Yeah, what's going on down there? I'm trying to watch the Wimbledon quarterfinals. You guys keep it down there. I didn't have all these kids so you could ruin the Wimbledon quarterfinals.
All right.
Enjoy the lake. I'll see you later. That's Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM. ESPN. Bennett, where are you at on this? Because if I need to add another person as confirmation that I was right once again, I'd like to use you if you subscribe to my theory that you should hold off that information. You're going to get a shot. Hold that on. Keep that information from the child as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, I have a little baby, and obviously we've taken him to get shots recently, and it is an awful situation because he starts screaming and crying and all that stuff. So I'm not looking forward to that situation that you're talking about, and I would 100% lie. Like you
be vague.
Yeah, I mean, you say
the point to where you have to lie.
Yeah, and I think you say it exactly like you had to say it. Like, oh, I don't think so.
I think you always say it exactly the way I think you should say it.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting a shot. No.
Yeah,
it's just a little checkup.
Hey, okay, so let's run through the series of questions. When you were getting a 5-year-old dressed on a random summer day, and he inevitably asked the question, "Where are we going?" You be honest. You say, "Hey, we're gonna go get something to eat," because you are at some point gonna get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we're gonna go see your grandmother because you are gonna go see your grandmother. And hey, we're going to the rock climbing place so you can play around on that. Mm-hmm. That's true. Doing all of that stuff, and just leave it there. And then maybe you could also say, "And we're gonna go to the doctor." Well, mm-hmm. Then the next question: what are we doing at the doctor? Oh, it's just a checkup. You know, sometimes you go to the doctor for a checkup. You got to get a checkup. It's technically still true. Next question. Am I going to have to get a shot? Because any kid who's ever gotten a shot and remembers it is going to ask, when told he's going to the doctor, am I going to get a shot? And at that point, I think if it does go that far, then you have to lie. Or at the very least, be misleading. You can say, I don't think so. Don't say no, definitely not. But I don't think so. I don't have any reason to think you're getting a shot. That's technically a lie. But still, at that point, you're weighing the value of being completely honest mm-hmm. against a screaming kid for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because you still got to get him dressed, still got to get him out the door, still got to drive 30, 35 minutes to the doctor's office, still got to sign in, fill out paperwork, sit in the lobby of the doctor's office.
All the other parents looking at you and your screaming child, they think you're a bad parent.
You could have waited till the nurse pulled the needle out, at which point he flips out, but then boom, shot. Now it's over. 5 minutes. 5 minutes of craziness.
That's it.
But by telling them in advance, yes, we're going to the doctor to get a shot, it doesn't matter how many times you say it's not going to hurt or it's not a big deal, you've just created 2 hours of craziness. And I submit that 5 minutes of craziness is much better than 2 hours of craziness.
I'm with you.
Fundamentally, you should be honest with your children. But when it comes to you've got to put them in a car, take them to a doctor's office to get a shot. Now it's time to not be so honest.
Yep. Sorry, kids.
Sorry, kids. We'll be honest with you about other things, but we ain't trying to listen to you cry for 2 hours.
No.
It's not fun for anybody. Be back in a second.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 7/13/19. Valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last. I used to do a radio show with George Lapidus, and I'll always remember those wonderful commercials George did for O'Call. He loved O'Call. He loved the people. He loved the clothing. He loved that O'Call had been a part of Memphis for, okay, even longer than George had been. But you know what George really loved? O'Call's semi-annual sale. The semi-annual sale at O'Call was like a holiday for George. He'd wait for it twice a year. So I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that it is that time again. O'Call's semi-annual sale is underway. I stopped by just the other day and picked up 4 dress shirts, a pair of dress slacks, some lightweight shorts, and 3 shirts from Peter Millar. It's not an overstatement to say that O'Call has transformed the way I think about clothes. The right clothes with the right fit not only make you look better, they make you feel better about yourself. So get yourself to O'Call. The sooner do you do it, the better the selection. You don't have to be George Lapidus to know O'Call's semi-annual sale doesn't last forever. Take advantage of it while you can.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, hey.
This is what we're thankful.
So Memphis is known for its barbecue, but truth is there's only one Memphis area restaurant that serves world championship barbecue, and it's Memphis Barbecue Company. Melissa Cookson, she is the owner. She's won 8 world championships. That's how they're serving world championship barbecue, because she's won 8 world championships. First woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. Now, I've personally been going there for years. I'm an endorser now. Quite clearly, but I was a customer long before that because it's terrific. I mean, top shelf, top shelf. Ribs are cooked multiple times a day to make sure you get a fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, you know, the pork is hand pulled right then, hand pulled, but not until the moment you make that order. They're under strict instructions in the kitchen. You don't pull the pork until you have a ticket for that pulled pork. Now, is that the most efficient way to run a kitchen? No. But it's the best way to ensure you're serving world championship barbecue. They've got a freezer there. They keep ice cream in it. They're not pulling your ribs out of a freezer. Everything is fresh. That's at Memphis Barbecue Company. It's located at 709 DeSoto Cove, so it's just off the interstate in Horn Lake. You're going 55 south. It's the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. It's right there. You can see it from the interstate. If you haven't checked it out yet, you need to. If you have, you know what I'm talking about. 709 DeSoto Cove. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. 539 Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And, you know, it's another light night in sports. This is what happens during the All-Star break. If you've ever wondered, the ESPYs are the night after the Major League Baseball All-Star game every year.
That's a guarantee.
There's nothing else on.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Guaranteed views, yeah.
Like, basically every other night of the year, with few exceptions, there was something on one of the main sports in our country. NFL game, college football game, college basketball game, NBA game, Major League Baseball game, NHL game. The All-Star break in Major League Baseball, like, shuts. Baseball's the only thing we got, and then it ain't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the night after the All-Star game, like, you don't even have the Home Run Derby. You don't have Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Right.
ESPN needs programming. What is the one night a year, and it's not the one night a year, but one of the few nights a year where you can have a sports award show and there's no sports competing with it? It's the night after the All-Star game. So that's why the ESPYs will be the night, tomorrow night. But tonight we do get the actual All-Star game. 6:30 is when the broadcast starts on Fox. National League, American League probably won't get as much attention as the Home Run Derby. Do you think?
Definitely not.
I would say definitely not.
There's obviously a lot at stake, but...
I like the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
I do, too, because there's stuff at stake.
Well, here's the thing that separates it from the NBA game or, God forbid, the Pro Bowl in the NFL. In the NFL, like, the best players often just don't even play in the Pro Bowl. And when they play, like, everybody's out there like, yo, this ain't where we're getting a concussion.
Nope.
Like, this ain't where we're tearing an ACL. So guys don't run hard. They don't tackle hard. They don't play the game. You know, there are men on a football field in football uniforms and football helmets with a football, but they ain't really playing football. And in the NBA All-Star game, like, nobody guards anybody. It's like, we'll go up, you know, we'll run down the court, throw an alley-oop, we'll run down the court, nobody's guarding with any sort of intensity at all. But the Major League Baseball game, All-Star game, because it's such it's a team sport with individual moments that it's the All-Star game that most resembles an actual game.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're pitching, and you're only pitching an inning, at most two, how would you go about doing what NBA players do in their All-Star game, which is slacking off, hey, I'm only here for an inning, let's throw.
Right.
Like, let's go. I mean, you'll see Max Scherzer out there, like, throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob DeGrom's going to be out there touching 100. Like, they're throwing. They are pitching as hard as they can pitch, harder than they usually pitch. Because usually when Jacob DeGrom or Max Scherzer or somebody like that takes them out, they know, I got to go 6 innings, 7 innings. Tonight, they go, I got to get 3 outs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jacob DeGrom's going to be inserted at some point. He's got to get 3 outs, and he's gone. So let's go. I'm going to pump it up. And if you're a hitter, like, you're in the box, you got a bat, why not try to get a hit? The only thing you might see where it's a little different is, you know, a guy might not run into a wall, you know, trying to, you know, rob a home run or you know, go into the stands because it's, quote, just an All-Star game. But by and large, the game looks like a baseball game. And an NBA All-Star game doesn't look like an NBA game. And the Pro Bowl doesn't look like an NFL game. But a Major League Baseball All-Star game actually looks like a baseball game,
mm-hmm,
for the most part. And then you do get these incredible matchups. It's diminished a little bit because of interleague play. Once upon a time, you'd be like, this incredible longtime American League pitcher is now facing off with Barry Bonds. And that's just not something you would see because there was no interleague play. So, like, maybe for the first time ever, and this is totally made up, I don't even know if it ever happened, but, like, oh boy, tonight Roger Clemens is going to pitch against Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we never seen that before. There's really nothing that can happen in these games that you either haven't seen or you couldn't theoretically see because of interleague play. So that part, that intrigue's a little gone. But still, it's a baseball game featuring the best baseball players in the world that actually resembles something close to a baseball game. Like, you know, your normal Major League Baseball game total, like over under, might be 7.5, 8, 8.5, 9. Tonight's is 8.5. Like, go look at an NBA over under for a regular season game and then look at it for an all-star game. Like, it's like, I don't even know what it is, 250, mm-hmm. you know, so like way more than that, actually. It's way drastically different than what a total would be for an NBA regular season game. Major League Baseball All-Star game, not that different in terms of the run production that is expected. Why? Because there's no reason to take anything off. If you're a pitcher stepping on that mound, you really only got to get 3 outs. Then why not just go full speed and try to get the outs? And if you're a hitter, you know, there is no like slack, you know, well, I'm not going to play hard on defense. What? Just like you're in the box. You got a bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to make a memory. So it's a fun game for me. I know it won't get as much attention as the last night's home run derby, and probably doesn't get enough attention, the same amount of attention as an event as the NBA All-Star game. But like I said about the home run derby, I think it's the best event attached to any of the All-Star games in our country. And I think the Major League Baseball All-Star game is actually the best of the All-Star games. Again, because it resembles something close to what an actual baseball game looks like. 6:30, it's on Fox. You can also listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
You gonna come join me?
Yeah, I was just inside watching TV. I'm fed up with this nonsense. Protect the border already. Put our safety first.
Relax. You know Mark Baker. I was just reading here how he's taken a stand to uphold the rule of law.
Mark Baker?
Mark Baker, the former prosecutor and conservative judge.
This Mark Baker, is he a no-nonsense, throw-the-book-at-him conservative?
Yep. And Baker is standing with President Trump on securing the border and putting our safety first. He says our attorney general and law enforcement have to work with President Trump to get this done.
Law enforcement has to be decisive. No wishy-washy politician's going to cut it on this issue.
Listen, sheriffs and law enforcement praise Mark Baker. Tough on crime, stands with the president to protect us. Conservative.
Sweetie, I like what I'm hearing about Mark Baker.
Good. Now, darling, let's get this yard mowed.
Call Representative Mark Baker at 601-359-3388 and tell him to keep protecting Mississippi. Paid for by the Center for Individual Freedom.
The gong, an instrument used to start a sumo wrestling match. At My Computer Career, it celebrates the start of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science, you know. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Out in Kyerville, he wanted to sell it. He did exactly what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw. Josh went to work, got 8 showings on the first day in Bill's home in Kyerville, sold for the full asking price very, very quickly. How did Josh Hysaw manage to make this happen? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is you getting in touch with him. He's got to help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price. Josh goes to work. Then if your home isn't sold in 45 days, that agreed upon price, Josh Hysaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysaw doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary in range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
If you own a commercial building and someone says, you need a new roof, call Joe Stallnaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings before you do anything else. Let Joe show you how restoring your current roof with a high-quality coating system can save you up to 70% compared to expensive conventional systems. 901 Roof's coating systems carry up to 20-year leak-free warranties. Give him a call at 901-287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. If you don't have a roof issue but know someone who does, contact 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings and earn up to $2,500 per referral.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Retirement is the best form of self-care.
Regions believes banking on your own terms is a big deal. Maybe you value great service and convenient solutions, or you simply want a banker that gets your priorities. Take control of your finances with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
There's no shame in showing up just for the free food.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if he do, draw blood like an IV.
552, Gary Parrish Show, wrapping up here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I mentioned it earlier, but it's worth repeating. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You can hear it right here starting at 7 o'clock on 92.9 FM ESPN. So if you're not around a TV and you care at all, you can listen to the festivities here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Got about 4 minutes left. Let's use them for Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the main thing is something you can use, particularly if you're the parent of a young child. And use it in your own life, and it's this. If your child is on his way to the doctor and you know that he's going to have to get a shot when he gets to that doctor, there is no sense in telling him that while he's sitting in his bedroom before he gets dressed to even go to the doctor. I submit there's no sense in telling him when he's in the car. I don't think you tell him until the nurse pulls out the needle.
Yep.
Because here's the truth. Doesn't matter how many times you tell kids shot's not going to hurt, they don't believe you. And if you tell a kid roughly 2 hours in advance that he's going to have to get a shot 2 hours from now, the next 2 hours are going to be miserable.
Yep.
Hey, where are we going? Mom and Dad? You're going to the doctor. Why? Got to get a shot for school. Ah! That's the next 2 hours.
Yep.
Ah!
Just
next
like
two
that.
Hours. Can't get him dressed because he's screaming. Can't get him in a car because he's nutty. Can't get him in the doctor's office because he's losing his mind. Can't get him to be quiet in the waiting room because he's bananas.
Mm-hmm. All the other parents are staring at you.
You've just, by telling him the truth 2 hours in advance, created hell for the next 2 hours. The alternative is this. Where are we going, Mom and Dad? Oh, we're going to a lot of different places. Let's just get dressed. But where are we going for it? We're going to get something to eat. You know, we might go to the museum. Got to stop by the doctor real quick. Why are we going to the doctor? I just got to get a checkup. And then if they happen to ask more questions, specifically the question, do I have to get a shot? At that point, then it's just time to lie. You just say, I don't think so. Nah. There's no reason. I don't see why you have to get a shot. Because then he's relaxed the whole way. And then, yes, you're going to get there, and you're going to be in the back, and the nurse is going to do what they do, and the doctor's going to say what he says. And then at some point, somebody's going to pull out a needle. And then he's going to, yes, flip out. But then, boom, he's going to get the shot, and it's all going to be over in a matter of 5 minutes. Would you rather have a 5-year-old flip out for 5 minutes or a 5-year-old flip out for 2 straight hours in anticipation of those 5 minutes? Easy decision from my perspective. Be smart. I don't think you should always lie to your kids. I don't even think you should often lie to your kids. But there are scenarios where you should, at the very least, mislead your kids. And on shot day's one of them.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Major League Baseball All-Star Game, probably. But we also got Summer Grizz against Summer Suns. Thomas and Max in our Las Vegas Summer League. Suns are 1-0 in the Summer League. Former Auburn star Jared Harper, he's on that Phoenix team.
Okay.
He got 19 points 2 days ago in a win over the Summer Knicks. Summer Grizz, all eyes tonight on Brandon Clark. He had 17 points in 17 minutes 2 nights ago in that win over the Clippers. Finished plus 23, was generally great. So if you're into Summer League basketball or Brandon Clark, tip tonight. Scheduled for 6:30. You can watch it on NBA TV.
What should I watch on TV?
I'm really interested in this. Sometimes I tell you stuff I don't really care about.
Okay.
Like if you ever hear me say, American Ninja Warrior's on tonight, like I don't really care about that.
Right.
It's called I Love You, Now Die, The Commonwealth versus Michelle Carter. I remember this story when it happened. We talked about it on this show. Back in 2014, there's an 18-year-old named Conrad Roy. He dies by suicide in his car in a parking lot in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And police quickly discovered some wild text messages on his phone from his girlfriend, a 17-year-old named Michelle Carter. She was encouraging him to kill himself.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember this.
He was texting back and forth with her, but I'm scared. She's like, well, you should be scared. You're about to die, but it's time to do this. You need to go ahead and do this. He got out of the car at one point. She talked him into getting back into the car. Like, she encouraged him to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of reasons to think he would not have done it without her encouragement. Well, she was charged with a crime, convicted of the crime, and is in federal prison
right
now. And so the big question that might end up being taken to the Supreme Court is whether you can be held accountable for somebody else's suicide. And so there's a two-part documentary about this whole story starting tonight on HBO. So if you want to watch part one, it's at 7 o'clock. It should be, at the very least, interesting. Late Night Circuit, Donald Glover's on Jimmy Kimmel, Keegan-Michael Key's on Jimmy Fallon, Howard Stern's on Stephen Colbert, and Tom Holland's going to be on Seth Meyers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, there's a nice story from Chris Mannix about how the Brooklyn Nets were able to land Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, sort of talking to people in the Brooklyn organization, talking to people around Kyrie and Kevin. So if you follow the NBA at all, you'll enjoy that. One interesting thing is that Sean Marks, the Brooklyn GM, got all their medical resources together and said, your job for the next 2 weeks, but from the moment Kevin Durant ruptured his Achilles, was look into this. Look at history, study whatever you need to study, go be experts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll all get back together in a week or two. Brings them all together in a room and says, okay, you guys are medical professionals. You've studied everything you know about Kevin Durant. You've studied everything you know about this injury. You've studied everything you know about what this injury does to basketball players. Our option is to offer him a max contract. How many of you would do it? And every hand in the room went up.
How about that?
Every hand in the room said, I would do it. And so they've sort of, this medical staff taking it as a challenge. Like, we are going to be the people that gets Kevin Durant back to his MVP form. I don't know if they can do it, but it was a unanimous decision among the medical people in Brooklyn. Yes, this is less than ideal, but we would do a max deal for Kevin Durant, and obviously Brooklyn decided to do it. He's a member of the Nets right now.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday. I'm going to wake up, fly to Augusta, Georgia. Going to be at Peach Jam the next few days. So Matt Stark going to be hosting?
That's right.
But I'm going to join him right at the top of the show on Wednesday. That's tomorrow. Thursday and Friday for much of the first hour. I'll get you up to date with everything that's going on at Peach Jam. Memphis area prospects. Prospects Memphis is recruiting. He'll also have Joe Mullinex and Jeff Calkins. So it'll be a fun 2 hours. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.